For Saskatchewan farmers, the question heading into 2026 is how much canola to seed? With China's 76% tariff still in place, the risk of building heavy stocks is real, and no other market can fully make up for the lost demand from China. That uncertainty is causing a long shadow over planting plans. Even so, canola remains one of the most reliable crops on the prairies, which keeps it in the rotation. But the upside feels somewhat capped until trade relations improve. It's not just a Canadian problem either. South of the border, U.S. soybean growers are staring at the same kind of a challenge as China continues to lean on South American supplies instead. The bottom line for prairie producers, 2026 seeding decisions won't be driven only by agronomics or cost of production. They'll hinge on whether politics and trade barriers shift before the drills start to roll. I'm Sean Haney.